And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Two defense officials have told VOA that the United States will send 50 Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine as part of a new round of military aid. The Bradleys will come with hundreds of anti-tank guided missiles and hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition. This according to a government document shared with VOA. U.S. President Joe Biden first announced Thursday that Bradleys would be included in the new package, a statement the Pentagon confirmed later in the day at a news conference. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, said the Bradleys will give Ukrainian forces more protection and firepower.
This will be an armed capability that will be able to carry mechanized infantry into battle and, again, afford protection on the battlefield under combat conditions.
In addition, Germany will match the U.S. in sending Ukraine a Patriot missile battery for its defense. This according to the White House. Training for the Patriots, which former officials will take months to complete, is still being finalized. The Patriot is the most advanced surface-to-air missile system the West has provided to date to help repel Russian aerial attacks. Pakistan said Thursday a military counterterrorism raid in a remote region near Afghanistan's border had killed at least 11 militants and linked to a banned militant organization. A military statement said the intelligence-based operation in the South Waziristan district successfully foiled a high-profile terrorist activity. Security sources said that slain men, including suicide bombers and a key commander, were members of the Pakistani Taliban, including Taliban mostly targeting security forces and civilians. This is VOA News. The United States will use pandemic-era restrictions to rapidly expel Cuban, Nicaraguan, and Haitian migrants caught illegally crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. This according to President Biden on Thursday as he seeks to gain control of migration. At the same time, Biden will allow up to 30,000 people from those three countries, plus Venezuela, to enter the country by air each month. That Biden said those who hope to benefit from that plan must follow the rules.
This new process is orderly, it's safe, and it's humane, and it works. Since we created the new program, the number of Venezuelans trying to enter America without going through a legal process has dropped dramatically from about 1,100 per day to less than 250 per day on average. That's several hundred people on average every single day who are not crossing into America illegally.
That's U.S. President Biden in comments Thursday. Immigration is expected to be a central issue of discussion when Biden travels to Mexico City for a January 10th North American Leaders Summit. He's to meet with the Mexican president and the Canadian prime minister. There's encouraging news on the condition of the NFL's DeMar Hamlin, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
3 days after suffering cardiac arrest during the Bills game in Cincinnati, Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin is making progress. Dr. Timothy Pritz is a trauma surgeon at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center.
There has been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours. We had significant concern about him after the injury and after the event that happened on the field, but he is making substantial progress.
Hamlin's agent, Ronald Butler, told the AP that the Bills' safety was awake and had been able to grip the hands of family members at his hospital bedside. I'm Shelley Adler.
A new study says two-thirds of glaciers are on track to disappear by 2100, APZ Donahue.
Scientists calculated, using different levels of warming, how many glaciers would disappear 77 years from now. Glaciologist David Rounce at Carnegie Mellon University says a lot of the small glaciers are in locations that do not allow them to survive increases in temperature.
And that's why we see a lot of the mass loss by number, those very large percentages, about 50 to 80%.
Glaciers are currently one of the largest contributors to a global rise in sea level.
There are already a lot of communities that are experiencing high tide flooding, even nuisance sunny day flooding, as well as more extreme events.
And Rounce says melting glaciers will only amplify these events. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.